RML Potter of George Washington joining us here at halftime. And RML, exciting for you to finally get back to playing D1. I know last year had to be a little bit tough for you, and your relationship with DJ probably helped when you both going through the same thing. But what is it like to finally get back on the floor?
It's great. You know, last year was a long year, but it was worth it. You get to, you know, pick up on some of your weaknesses. You get to get stronger. You get to work on things that you weren't so good at, you know. So I definitely think kids in the future should take advantage of, you know, a redshirt year. And you also, you know, you may be able to graduate and get a, you know what I'm saying, get a head start on your next career if you want to do. So,
how did GW get on your radar after you were at Charleston Southern?
You know, Maurice hit me up right away. He was one of the first few coaches, and that stood out because they got straight to it, you know, rather than waiting. Yeah. And, you know, he just stayed on me a lot. And I saw he was a young coach, and we could relate a little bit. So, you know, that was some of the things right there.
You get more comfortable now in the system. Obviously, the season is well underway, and you seem to be very aggressive and using your speed to your advantage in your position and really helping out the team scoring a lot more maybe than when you first started. You feel comfortable and confident now in your role?
Definitely. I just started to figure out that, you know, I'm a much better player when I'm aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm slowing down and not being so aggressive, I'm just out there floating around. So when I'm aggressive, you know, it just opens the court up for everyone, not just myself. You know, I'm able to score, get in the paint, make plays for everyone else also. So, you know, I look to be more aggressive in the future.
Tell me about growing up, how you found basketball. Did you play a lot of different sports? And what was your parents' influence or family's influence in playing the sport?
It was strictly basketball growing up.
Yeah.
I got four brothers. We all lived together, and everyone played basketball. My other three brothers went to Division I also. You know, one of them played at Georgia Southern. The other one played at Kennesaw State. So, you know, basketball just ran in the family. It started off with my uncle when I was younger. You know, his nickname was Handles because he dribbled the ball a lot, and he had, like, nice handles with it. So, that, you know, I just grew up around it, and it stuck with me forever.
Very, very cool. You grew up, in a couple different places, but tell me about maybe some of your favorite teams or favorite players that you kind of idolized when you were growing up.
This is one player, Kobe Bryant. That was my player right there. I used to get in trouble when I was younger for staying up late because they was on the West Coast time. So I used to turn my TV all the way down. My mom used to come in the room and see the light on and stuff, and I used to get in trouble every night. But
she'd see the glow. Right?
Yeah, but it was worth it. You know, I really wanted to watch Kobe every time. And so, you know, Kobe was definitely my favorite player growing up.
Did you ever get to see him play in person?
Unfortunately not.
No,
I'm sad, you know, because
yeah.
By the time he was about to retire, I was actually in college. So, you know, the season, it was kind of hard for me to catch a game.
Do you do some of the handles and some of the things that he does? You try to mimic him a little bit?
Yeah, really just his mentality, you know, the way he attacks the game and, you know, the mental aspect. You know, he watches a ton of film, and he just tries to learn something new every game. And that's what I try to do, you know, even though, like, it may be a bad game, you still can learn from stuff instead of just putting your head down, you know.
Music, very important to you and your family. Can you tell me about the creativity that you get from that and what that means to you?
So music is definitely another big part of my family. My brother is actually, like, really deep into the music industry. One of them is an assistant. One of them is a manager, a CEO. And, yeah, so family is definitely important to us. I've been around it. When I go home for the summer, you know, I get to experience some stuff. I get to meet a lot of cool artists.
Okay.
I have good relationships with a few. So, you know, it's definitely a fun thing that I'm interested in also after college.
Did you write music? Did you play instruments? Did you sing? Was there a part of your life that was musically related?
I was never into it. I just love listening to it and just being around it and seeing how the artists actually make music, you know, the time they put into it. You know, you actually can relate a lot being an athlete and an artist. You know, both people put a lot of work into what they do. And, you know, it's just...
Do you like to go to live music events and things like that, seeing these guys in person?
Yes, that's real awesome, actually. I went to a few concerts, and the biggest thing to me is seeing them, how they can control the crowd. You know, how they, when they want the crowd to get hyped, the crowd can jump up and down, then they can slow them down and make sure everyone's quiet, and it's just amazing to see them control everybody.
You could do that in basketball, too, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So tell me about your experience so far at GW. What do you like about the school and your major and what you've enjoyed about the school part of your life?
The school part has been great to me. You know, being in the city in D.C. is awesome. The environment on campus, you know, from the time we get to walk around and stuff, the campus is beautiful. My classes are going great. Org Sci is actually a great major for me because, you know, actually has like a business aspect to it that you can dive into, and helps me learn how to work with groups and stuff. And me being on a basketball team, I can take some of that and relate it to, you know, leadership and everything else. So I definitely like the major a lot.
So what does org sci mean? What does that mean?
Organizational science. It's just it's more like the mental aspect. It helps you read people, how to deal with other people. You know, when you're dealing with a group, you got to deal with one person. He may have this type of attitude, another right. person may have a different type, and it just teaches you how to deal with different people in certain situations.
Very, very cool. Tell me about working with your teammates. You guys seem to have a real good bond, and you guys fight through adversity and never give up. You guys have a mentality of that. Is it because of the bond you have with the coaching staff and with the players and the teammates? It seems like you guys get together very well.
Yeah, I mean, this is stuff. It didn't happen overnight. Actually, just as the season progressed, we just kept getting closer and closer. You know, instead of, you know, separating from each other, we got closer, and we kept pushing each other and making sure everyone's heads were up and not, you know, putting our heads down when things are getting tough. Because that's what is most important, to keep your head up when things are not going so well. So we just try to stay on top of each other.
Do you have any sort of superstitions or things that you do before each game, or people or family members you think about that help you get charged up for each game?
I just pray. I pray for every game. I pray. I never forget. I pray before and after every game. You know, rather it goes good or bad, you know, I thank the man above for everything, regardless of the outcome, because, you know, I'm just blessed to play the game, you know, be a Division I player. And, you know, you can't take things like that for granted.
All right, so what are the top two or three tracks that you like to listen to that get you motivated?
All right, top two or three tracks. all right, so I don't have, like, a top two or three, yeah. but I have artists I listen to before the game. So Future, he just dropped a new album. I listened to him before the game. Ray Shrimmer, actually my close friends right there, I listen to him a lot. And, you know, they give me.
Okay.
So what else? A lot of Atlanta artists, actually. You know, I live in Atlanta, so yeah. I listen to a lot of music from artists down that way. So that's about it.
So was it cool to see the Super Bowl in Atlanta? There was a lot of that.
Yeah, I wish I could have been there. I definitely wish I could have been there. We actually weren't supposed to have weekend practice, and I would have made my way down there to the game.
That's right.
You know, unfortunately.
Thanks, Arvin. Yeah. Great stuff, man. Good luck.
Thank you.